Welcome to the Big Success Podcast, cutting-edge conversations on business and personal success, as well as how to level up. Here's your host, number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars.
So this week, we're here with Sharon Lecter. Now, she is the number one best-selling author of all time, the Rich Dad book series. Yes, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. She wrote that with Robert Kiyosaki. 5 times New York Times best-selling author, 35 years as a CPA, went on to become an entrepreneur, doing amazing business stuff, philanthropist, advised 2 presidents. Now, today, some of the questions. Actually, her answer, I've never heard an answer like this on the subject of success as to how you define success. It literally stumped me when I was sitting there thinking about how does that actually work. But then her formula for success is phenomenal. She goes into that in the first section. Then we dive into influence and significance. We take a look at wealth because obviously that's her subject. Obviously all the work she did with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, Think and Grow Rich for Women, her book Exit Rich on how to build a business you can sell, Outwitting the Devil. So many great books for you to read from Sharon. But I think it was her take on scaling up, on how you get bigger and how you succeed at that and going from the million to billion type thing that probably got me most in this interview. Listen away, enjoy the podcast this week. I hope you get a bunch from it. Sharon Lecter, connect with her afterwards, read all her books and make sure you do as much learning as you can. So my first question, Sharon, is the amazing Sharon Lecter, one of my great friends and great teachers. What is success to you?
Well, I love that question, Brad, because most people, since I'm in the world of teaching financial education, would think that my answer would have to do with money, and it really doesn't. You know, my definition of success is how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. Are you living a life of significance? Are you impacting people in a positive way? So that's my definition of success, how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror.
Did that evolve? Did that just come from somewhere? That's a great take on it.
Well, thanks. I think it's really, I grew up, my dad would ask me every night, Sharon, have you added value to someone's world today? And, you know, it just got so ingrained in me. He's been gone 17 years, but I still ask myself that. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you can't take it with you. So your legacy is created every single day with every heart you touch. And at the end of the day, if you've touched enough hearts and you feel good about yourself, I think that's pretty successful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. So when someone, you've blown my mind, I'm trying to think of how that works. How does that work on a day-to-day basis?
Mark this time in history, I blew Brad's mind.
Well, how does that work for someone? Like, because obviously when you've achieved a bunch and stuff, but I guess it comes back to how you did that day. It's a daily thing for you.
Well, and when you focus on the money, you forget the human element. When you focus on the human element and you do a good job supporting and solving problems and serving needs, the money comes. And for me, it's never been about the money. And I think when you become successful and the money comes, it just brings out more of who you really are. If you're successful, if you're generous, you're going to be more generous. If you're greedy, you're going to be more greedy. And so I think success really is a lot of people define it as money in the bank, but you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
I want to know. And so many people that I know, you and I both know, that are very successful, they've lost their relationships. They've lost a lot along the way because their focus was on the money and their relationships suffered.
Yeah.
And Mike and I just celebrated 42 years of marriage. So, you know, relationships are important, and that's the heart centered part of success, I think.
Yeah. So let's go backwards a little way then. Where in your life did you choose success? Was there an age? Was it young? Was there a thing that happened where you said, success is me now?
Well, if I'm being honest, I would say probably as a teenager, I grew up in a very entrepreneurial home, Brad, and we lived in a little tiny house between my mom's beauty shop and my dad's used car lot. We had rental property. So I said, I've been a real estate investor since I was 10 because I had to go scrub out the bathrooms between tenants. And I looked at my friends, my friends' parents were CEOs or military officers. So I was embarrassed about where we are stationed in life. And my parents, neither one even had a high school diploma. My dad ended up teaching the engineering school for the Navy. So he was very self-taught, very brilliant. But I was jaundiced and I said, I'm going to be successful. I was first generation to get a college education. I wanted to be a professional, not an entrepreneur. So I became one of the very first women in public accounting in Atlanta and thought I was pretty hot stuff until I was about 25 and I had no control over my life.
Yeah.
And I was working ungodly hours. And that's when all of a sudden my parents started looking a whole lot smarter. Because that concept that I knew what I learned growing up, the vast majority of people don't learn. And that's the power of income producing assets. Mm-hmm. And my favorite word on earth, asset. And so I think from that perspective, my drive for creating success in my life was to basically level up my living circumstances and to be able to give back to other people as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how those early years, and I know for me, it was early years when I chose success and it was that those things can happen. So what's your formula then for success? How does success happen?
Well, thanks for asking. Because in my first book with the foundation, the Napoleon Hill Foundation, I talk about your personal success equation. Mm. And I use this in every talk, every interview, and with every client. And it really is P plus T, which is your passion plus your talent. And so for me, my passion came from anger because I was mad when we were teaching kids about money in school. And my talent was over 35 years as a CPA, many, many years in publishing. And so most of us stop there because we think we have to do it on our own. And I know you sing the same song. Business is a team sport. You have that power of associations. The next element is times A for association. Do you have the right team? Do you have people who are strong where you are weak? Do you have the right mentor? Do you have the right business coach? Right.
So the power thanks for the plug. Yes.
You got it. Power of association. And then times A, taking the right action. Mm. All right. So many times we know what we're supposed to do, but we don't do it. Mm. And then the final element is plus F, faith. And that's having faith in yourself, having faith in what you're doing, having faith that it's needed and necessary, and having faith that you'll succeed. And when I start working with people, it's usually the power of association and the faith, that self-confidence that are lacking. Mm. And they kind of go hand in hand. When you have the right people around, you have the right mentor, the right coach, the right people on your team, and you have a bad day, they won't let you stay there. They lift you up. Mm. And so we want to turn, so many people, that faith element is actually fear. They're afraid of success. They fear success. And they fear stepping outside their comfort zone. And so I work with people to get them out of that comfort zone and find the right people around them, the right associations, and level up their confidence. Because every successful business solves a problem and serves a need. And when you focus on what problem you're solving and what need you're serving, it gets outside of you. You realize you're making a contribution to society.
So in your world, you decided success at a young age. How did you, you didn't learn that formula till later on. How did it happen for you then? What was the building blocks of that success? Did you learn those things gradually or what was the strategy for you?
Well, I think, Brad, I used to ask my parents, what did you do? Whatever you did, I want to bottle it. And because they never had to tell me to do my homework. I just had this natural drive to improve and to excel. And that drive is still inside me today. But I think what they did instill in me is that you can do anything you want if you just work hard enough. And you find the information you need and you educate yourself and you place yourself in the position of greatest and highest potential. And you do that by making sure your environment, who are you hanging out with? Who are you listening to? I love being in group meetings with people that are much more successful and wealthier than I am, just to listen to them, to absorb the information that they're sharing in their thought process. Yeah. And I think that's, so many times we stay where we are. We live in the environment and we have the not necessarily really bad associations, but we don't have associations that are encouraging us to succeed, that are pushing us forward. And I think that's what's so important when you start a business is to have those right people around you, people that have been where you want to go. They can help steer you around pitfalls and accelerate your success.
Mm. So let's talk about those pitfalls. How do you turn failure into success? Or how does failure almost teach success?
I love that question, Brad, because I tell people, you know, I don't know anybody that's perfect. Right? Newsflash. We all make mistakes, and hopefully we learn from those mistakes we don't repeat that same mistake over and again. But what happens is so many of us, we feel like we've got this, you know, word written across our forehead, failure, because we take it personally. And I tell people, you know, a mistake, a failure is an occurrence. It's not a definition. And I would not be where I am today if it weren't for all the mistakes I made before today and learning from them. And so each and every one of us, where we are today because of all the successes, all the failures, all the right decisions, all the bad decisions before today. And if you want something different, you want something better, you just need to start making better decisions, better choices in the future, surrounding yourself with the right people. But I think too many people live in this pool of I'm not good enough. And one of the things that I've had to work hard to overcome, and I still every single day, is I have this perfectionist attitude in my brain. So it's never good enough. You have a win. Well, next, what's next? You know, and it's something that I've worked on really hard because we have to understand that perfect is not necessary. Excellence, strive for excellence. Don't strive for perfection.
Love it. You're on the Big Success Podcast. I'm Brad Sugars. We'll be back with the Sharon Lecter, the biggest bestseller of all time. She's teaching us all about that when we get back.
Business empires are where most people create the vast majority of their initial income and wealth. Through Brad Sugars' Entrepreneurs event, you will learn how to turn your companies into valuable and sellable assets. Visit bradsugars.com to attend this program as a standalone or as part of Brad Sugars' Entrepreneurial University.
We're back on the Big Success Podcast. Sharon Lecter, you are a genius at publishing, the biggest and best-selling of all time. The subject of positive thinking, the subject of thinking because you did the Think and Grow Rich with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, all of this stuff. How do we succeed at great thinking, positive thinking, whichever term you want to add to it?
Well, thanks, Brad. I think it's really important because if you, particularly in my world of teaching people about money and financial education, so many of us were raised in an environment where we heard things like money doesn't grow on trees, pinch your pennies, save for a rainy day. We can't afford it. My most favorite one. And when you say we can't afford it, your mind closes down. You want to turn off the lights and get under the covers. It's depressing. It's negative. All those thoughts are negative. So you grow up hearing money negative, money negative, money negative. And so I want to help people not just understand how to improve their credit score, not just how to get out of bad debt, but how to change their mindset from that scarcity mindset to one of abundance. So instead of saying, I can't afford it, change your words, your vocabulary to how can I afford it? Because that opens your mind. It triggers your entrepreneurial spirit. And so your vocabulary, the words you choose that trigger your subconscious as well as your conscious, helps you create a better, more abundant mindset.
Love it. Absolutely love that. So if we think about success in the area of influence, because again, you go back to the 3 feet from gold, outwitting the devil, Think and Grow Rich for Women. All of these have been talking about influence, not just money. What's the key to success at influence?
Well, absolutely. Influence, I also use the word significance. Because as I talked about, success is how you feel about yourself in the mirror. So, you know, success, significance, impact, influence means that you're creating a positive impact on someone else's lives. And as I said earlier, your legacy is created every single day with every heart you touch. It's not what you leave behind. And so that influence is, are you being a good influence? People say, I'm waiting for the light at the end of the tunnel. And I go, stop it. You're giving up your power if you're waiting for someone else to bring you positivity. Create your own world of positivity. Become your own beacon of light. And you will attract other people to you. You will become an influencer because you're choosing to have a positive mindset. You're choosing to add value in the world. And so your influence will grow because it's exponential. As you impact other people, they will turn around and impact additional people. And that's the essence. Now, we can talk about social media influencers, but I'm talking about true influencers who are making the world a better place.
Yeah, I love that word, significance. It's beautiful. Now, wealth is a subject that you are synonymous with. What are the key success factors for wealth in life? How does someone have wealth and succeed at that subject?
Well, you're financially free when the income from your assets exceeds your monthly expenses. It doesn't have to be millions of dollars, but assets is the definitive word here, my favorite word on earth. And we are taught to exchange time for money. And that gets us on the wrong path. That's the employee mindset. When you instead of spending time for money, invest your time into buying, building, creating income producing assets. It could be a business. It could be rental real estate. It could be stocks, bonds, mutual funds. It could be intellectual property. That's when you actually create your own employee for life. An asset is like an employee that's going to work for you 24/7. You can impact and influence people even when you're sleeping because you have these assets out there helping other people. And it's so important to understand that your personal asset column is your business. And so you're the CEO of your own life, whether you're an employee or not. Are you creating a foundation of financial freedom? Think about income from your assets exceeding your monthly expenses. It could be $100,000 if your expenses are less. And so think of the mindset of always looking, instead of buying the toy, buy a piece of real estate whose cash flow lets you buy the toy.
Now, I remember I think we're in Vancouver, British Columbia, and you had me and a couple of hundred of my team screaming at the top of our lungs, assets are sexy. Now, when you hear it, you're like, that seems crazy, people. Why are we crazy for screaming that out?
Well, you know, I love it because, Brad, you may not know this, but I think that was the very first time I used that phrase. And it's now a very important part of what I talk about people because it wakes them up. You know, in your business, sometimes people are so jaded in how they think that you have to figure out a way to open up their mind. And that kind of does it and gets people excited because I always say assets are sexy. And the older you get, the sexier they become because assets determine your quality of life. Are you still going to have to work every single day? And something that's been so apparent in the last few years with the pandemic is, are you in control of your life? You're either in control of your money or your money's in control of you. And over the last few years with all the people leaving the workforce, people getting fired, right-sized, outsized, it's never been more important to focus on your own personal foundation. And that's through buying, building, creating income-producing assets. Assets truly are sexy because it gives you choice. You either lay down at night, frustrated, afraid of making payroll, afraid of somebody coming to take your car away. And so much physical harm comes to people that worry about money. It truly has a physical impact. Marriages, so many marriages end in divorce over money. And so I want to help people move from that stress, that drama around money, to one of celebration and confidence that when you lay down at night, you know that your family is taken care of.
Love it. Love it. So let's talk financial education then. Two levels. Firstly, for adults, how does an adult get started or at least get on the right track of financial education?
Well, certainly I can use that as a commercial to talk about what I do. But most importantly, Brad, is the first step is to figure out where you are, even if the picture is bleak. Because then you have a starting point. My dad used to say a map doesn't do you any good if you don't know where you are and where you want to go. And so first, identify where you are. And then in doing that, you can find those areas, those small things, those little wins. And some people have this giant, big BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. And it stunts them. They can't even take the first step because what they see is such a big goal. Yeah. Like, let's divide that into little goals And I, you know, I also have the term little wins. Little wins feed you. They give you that motivation to keep going. And all of a sudden, all of a sudden, you're going to be a lot closer to your big, hairy, audacious goal because you've been practicing along the way, having those little wins, looking at getting rid of the first credit card, looking at getting down your bad debt, paying. You know, there's certain elements that you could do that I teach people in my programs that give you that self-confidence to keep going.
Yeah. You know, when I remember sitting and with Keith Cunningham, and then you ended up turning the Rich Dad book into this amazing thing with Robert. And it's done such an amazing job at financial literacy for adults, realizing they actually had to do it. I think the starting point for a lot of them is realizing I actually do have to take charge of my own money.
That's right. I think, you know, if you think about public education, many, many years ago, it started in Prussia as a way to train employees. The industrial age education was to train employees. And unfortunately, our education system is still geared in that direction. And so we're taught, look for a good job, all right, and be loyal. Well, the days of having a safe, secure job are long gone.
Yeah.
And it's criminal. I'm literally still one of my greatest goals is to get public education to accept the need for financial literacy and financial education, because the economic world we live in today, it's criminal if we're not teaching our kids about money.
Yeah.
Because there is no such thing as a safe, secure job. They have to determine how the best to live within their means and then be able to invest their means. Because I tell you, it's not what you do for your paycheck that determines your financial future. It's what you do with your paycheck. Are you spending it and that money's long gone? Or are you taking that and reinvesting it in other assets?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Teaching kids wealth and teaching kids health. The two biggest killers out there. Let's make sure we do that stuff. So I want to just finish that off with one simple area that I think is a phenomenal thing that you teach. And that is the ability to have influence on major groups and to make that a bit of a mission for yourself. How is it that you've been able to teach or advise presidents and governments and states and things? What's been the key to success having that level of influence?
I think it's always looking for ways that you can be of value and contribute and making sure that you put yourself in that position of greatest and highest potential. And, you know, one person can make a difference. And if it's not, you know, if it's not you, who, right? And so each of us has the ability. All of us are uniquely created to be us, not somebody else. You're the only Brad on earth, and you were created to, and you're excellent and perfect in the way you are. And you have a contribution to make, and everybody watching this and listening to this, you are perfect just the way you are. Don't, you know, and I talk about, you know, the term in social media, FOMO, fear of missing out. I go, let's convert that in our mind to JOMO, joy of missing out. All right. You chart your own course. You do what you want. You make that contribution. And in doing so, you're going to set an example that's going to attract other people. You're going to be the influencer. And when somebody says, can you help me with this? Say yes, if you can. And that's how I've continued to look at how I can expand that power of association, brand association. When I started the Talking Children's book, we had this new technology in the 80s. Kids didn't have technology. I know it's hard to remember a time, but they didn't. And so we had partnered with Disney, Warner Brothers, Sesame Street. That way parents would trust us. And that's how we were able to grow that around the world with Rich Dad, right? Our first 3 years, we were shipping Rich Dad out of my house. Got to all the lists on our own, but then we knew in order for us to truly make the impact and have the influence, we needed to partner with companies like Warner Books, with Time Life, with infomercials, with a coaching company that allowed us to make the biggest impact. So again, we have to get out of that thing that I have to do it by myself and to realize that create true success and impact, you have to reach out to other people. So that, and my world has always been working B2B if I can, so that I have the opportunity to impact a group of people as opposed to just one-on-one. Of course, I still do a lot of my B2C work and speaking, but when you speak, you're working with the organizers and you have the opportunity to impact their audiences. So always look at how you can play a bigger game. as you know, your big success, play big movement is what I started, because I want people to understand you have something to share. Whatever you've been through, certainly the last few years, a lot of us had things that stopped us in our tracks. And as you know, Brett, I lost my son 10 years ago. And for a couple of years, I kind of pulled way back. I was playing really small. And in fact, thought about retiring. I got a lot of pushback from family and friends. I even heard my son saying, get over it, Mom. There's more for you to do. And I've seen a lot of people do what I did, putting their life in neutral, being numb. Lots of lows, not many highs. And I'm here to tell you, whatever you've been through, whether it be a divorce, a financial setback, an illness, you're still here for a reason. And you've survived that. And that mess may turn into your message. You can help other people coming through that. And you're here to really make an impact on the world. And so don't think small, think big, because there are people out there that need to learn from you.
I love that statement. Turn your mess into your message. We'll be back with Sharon Lecter on the Big Success Podcast, and we're going to talk about scaling up.
Sharon Lecter is internationally recognized as a financial literacy expert, keynote speaker, and business mentor. She's a 5-time New York Times bestselling author, successful entrepreneur, philanthropist, and enjoyed a 35-year as a licensed CPA. Sharon's newest title, Exit Rich, supports entrepreneurs in building value and scalability in their businesses so they can be in a position of greatest potential.
We're back on Big Success. Sharon Lecter, if there's one person I can ask this question of, it's you. How does someone go from good to great? You've helped so many people do that. What's the key to getting from good to great?
Well, it's exactly back to the word that I've said a lot, and that's it. Power of association, aligning yourself with the right people, also making sure you don't align yourself with the wrong people, and understand how you can go and expand, exponentially increase what you're doing. So for instance, as I mentioned, when I was doing the Talking Children's book, I wanted to make a biggest impact. Well, then we aligned with companies like Warner Brothers, Disney, Sesame Street. And so I knew that I had to pay them big chunks of licensing revenue, but it came back tenfold to us because we were able to expand around the globe. And that's when I said, well, when I build a company, my next company, I want it to be where people are writing me big checks to use my brand. Yeah. And so when we built the Rich Dad brand, just like when you built Action Coach, you will build the brand that other people want to align with. And that's what allows you to scale. They come to you. They write you the check. They want to take what you've developed and share it with their audiences, share it in their language, in their country. And that allows you to take it to the next level. But you have to do your homework. You have to build your business so that it can not just be successful, but sustainable, scalable, and saleable. That's what the book that I wrote with Inc. Magazine, Exit Rich, talks about. Too many people get their business to a success level and they try and sell it, but they haven't done their homework. The business structure is weak. And so let's look at that and get yourself set up for sale. So, and whether you sell it or not, whether you let it go to your kids, you've done the homework to make it a strong, viable company that's sustainable and scalable and saleable.
Yeah. So let's talk then in terms of, you know, someone's already doing a million. How do we get them to think of a billion? Like, how do you change the M to a B type thing? You've always had massive, massive goals. How does that happen?
Well, there's a mantra that I have that I didn't share yet. When I made the decision to leave public accounting, I went from a employee position to being an entrepreneur, and I've never looked back. And it was because I said, why not? Why not do something different? Why not take the path less traveled? Why not find somebody that can help me accelerate? And that's what we're talking about when you're talking about going from a million to a billion, is you have to accelerate. And in the world we live in, you know, speed to market is everything. And so you need to have the right people on your team, have the right audiences, figure out what is the problem you solve, what is the need you serve, and how can you find someone who has influence over that market that you can either use as an affiliate or use them as an influencer to support you in getting that, because they validate what you're doing. That's the importance of an affiliation. Just like Disney validated our technology. Same thing in today's world. As you want to continue growing, who can you align with that can get your, they can become a megaphone for your message, your product, your service. Don't try to do it on your own. Business is a team sport.
I love it that way. All right. So we always finish off with the quick fire round about what's your one key or one piece of advice around success on a few subjects. So first one, goal setting. What's your best piece of advice on goal setting?
I recently aligned with a company called ULA, and it's really because goal setting should be about your entire life, your finances, your fitness, your friends, your family, your fun. Let's not forget fun, as well as your field, your business, and your faith. And so we have one big life. And so instead of just setting a single goal about business, make sure you think about what you want to, what your life you want it to look like in a year, 3 years.
Love it.
And then focus on goals in all of those areas so you don't get out of whack.
How do you succeed at self-development?
By doing it. By recognizing, we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
And so putting yourself in an environment with people where you can learn, being a lifelong learner, yeah, it's what keeps us young. It's what keeps us growing and going. And it allows us to expand what we know. And it allows us to be able to communicate better because we understand what's happening in the world and we can impact more people.
How do you succeed at relationships?
Great question. And that's by putting them from here, not here. You know, your relationships come from the heart. People always ask me, what's the secret to your long-term marriage? And I say, when it comes to a relationship like a marriage, you have to respect them as much or more than you love them. You know, Mike is still the most intelligent man I've ever met, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. There are days when I don't love him too much. And so, the days when the love pales, the respect steps in.
Yeah.
That's what's called a relationship.
Hey, Mike, time to go to the ranch.
Too many times, today a lot of people just think marriage is too easy to get in and out of. Yeah. But really making a commitment to someone and having that level of respect in a relationship. Same thing in a business relationship. Yeah. Having respect for each other. I tell people when they go into business together, plan the divorce while you still like each other before you get embedded in a business so that you're using reasoning because high emotion, low intelligence.
That's the one.
So you want to deal with things when you're excited about the future.
How do you succeed at health?
One day at a time. I mean, that's something that, again, when I talk about having your goals and making sure, because I know a lot of people that are very wealthy and they've let their health go by the wayside. And so they can't enjoy their wealth. Mm. And so when you're looking at what you're doing as in your world, and this is something, Mike and I both are concentrating on now because we're getting up there. And so it's like, okay, how can we maintain our health so that we have further and longer longevity? And the health is everything because you can't enjoy life if you're sick.
Yeah.
So, and for me, we look at our grandchildren. We want to be around. We want to be there for them. And so we have to start focusing more and more on our health.
And final question of the day, what's the best piece of advice or the best quote you ever heard on success?
Great question. Let me think. If it is to be, it is up to me.
Dead simple. Sharon Lester, thank you so much for being on the Big Success Podcast with us today. Make sure you connect with Sharon, dive into all the show notes, connect away, read away. There's a ton of reading to do based on this woman's life work. Congratulations on everything, Sharon. And you're on the Big Success Podcast, and that's what we're here to help you do. Have some big success.
And that's the Big Success Podcast for today. Hopefully you took a lot of notes. Hopefully you learned a bunch. And hopefully you're going to take action on it. BS, Brad Sugars, Big Success, take action. Check all the show notes for all of the links. I make sure that you have links to every single thing that every speaker has in our show notes. Check them now, click the links, take advantage of it, and I'll speak to you again next time on the Big Success Podcast.
You've been listening to the Big Success Podcast with the number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars. To learn more about how to achieve business and personal success, as well as how to level up or listen to past episodes, visit www.bradsugars.com.